Now, Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Stop by josephwolf.com. Let's see if we can't get this guy back on his feet. He's a young listener of ours who got hit by a car back in January. He's been in a coma since then. They got a site, a website for him, and I got a letter from his father not too long ago. Well, back at the beginning of the year, Mike, and he said that Joe was a fan, and would you just mention our website? So I'm happy to do that. Stop by, leave him a message, and hope that he gets better. 1-800-449-8686 is our number, and the west side of Los Angeles got into a little bit of a problem over the way a flag is displayed. Is this Raj?
Yes.
Raj, how are you? This is Phil Hendry.
Yes, sir.
And you live out in West L.A.?
Yes, live in West Los Angeles for the last 5 years, sir.
For the last 5 years. You're a native of what country?
Originally from Alexandria, Egypt.
I'm sorry, could you speak up, sir?
Originally from Alexandria, Egypt.
Alexandria, Egypt.
Yes.
Okay, you were flying an American flag at night, and I understand that you had a problem with your next-door neighbor.
No, this American flag I was flying on a flagpole that is in the front of the house.
In the front of your house?
Yeah. This flag I had up after the storm went down. Now, this man who lives next door told me to take this flag down because he said to me that this is not a protocol.
Protocol for flying the flag.
That is correct. And I said to him that I was not aware that there was a protocol for to fly this flag. I said, this American flag.
You said what? You said, this is my American flag?
This American flag.
This, okay.
Is a flag that I bought at the store, Tumar's Flag Store, which is the flag store with both the flag and what the flagpole.
Right. So you put this flag up?
We put this up 4th of July, Memorial Day, Flag Day, because it's 5 years. My family been in this country, came to America in 1995.
All right, and he had a problem with you flying it at night.
He said he had a problem for me to fly at night. But they said to him, Anderson forgot to bring flag down. He said, but you must put light on it.
Well, that's part of the protocol of, or the custom of flying an American flag.
Yeah, well, but he said to me, you must take a flag down. I said to this bastard, if you come to this country...
Okay, can I just interrupt you for a minute, Mr. Vaneen?
Yes.
If we could kind of... Well, I understand that you're angry. If we could sort of...
No, but for me to tell the story.
Well, you're sort of angry, and I'm hoping to keep this informative the best way I can.
But for me to tell the story.
I understand you want to tell the story.
This bastard from next door. Come over to me to say you must put light on flag.
All right. The protocol, as I understand it, about flying an American flag.
Yes.
If you fly it at night, it has to be illuminated.
But this is not a law.
It's not a law. You're not going to go to jail necessarily for it. It happens to be a custom that when you fly an American flag at night, you fly it with the light on, right? With the illuminated.
Yeah, I understand. But for me with a child, my wife was sick. I was taking care of baby. Were two children working all day.
Yes, I understand that.
Forgot to bring this flag down. And I said to this man, I come to this country in 1995. I work to make my way this country. This is difficult country to make it in. You're going to tell me what to do with the flag that I buy at store. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, I understand that you worked hard to make it in this country. I guess your neighbor... Now, your neighbor said that you had run out of... You said you had run out of towels, and that's why you were washing your car. You were washing your car. He observed you wiping down the hubcaps with an American flag.
Because my wife was sick. They needed this. This flag is not a sacred thing. This is not religious.
You were wiping down your car with an American flag, then you gave it to your wife and she dried off your dog?
She gave the dog a bath, yes. What is it?
Does this surprise you that Americans might be a little upset watching somebody drying a dog off with an American flag?
No. Mr. Andy, for you to understand.
No, but does it surprise you at all?
Yes, it's a surprise.
Why?
Because it's my flag.
But it's the symbol of America, you see what I'm saying?
No, it's a symbol of America. America. Symbol of America, fly your Capitol bill. Symbol of America, fly the White House. This is my flag that I bought with the money I make this country.
But if you use it to dry off your car after washing and waxing it, or you're rubbing, and the guy said he looked out the window, your wife was drying the dog's genitals with this thing over and over again.
Yes, because this dog, long-haired dog, had got a summer cut, what they call summer cut.
No, I'm familiar with dogs getting summer cuts because it's very hot.
Yes, so we have given dog a shampoo.
But your wife is rubbing this thing's ass, everything, with the American flag. This is a symbol of this country, okay?
Mr. Henry, I come to this country in 1995. I have to sell a hot dogs.
All right, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. You understand I'm not calling you a bad American?
No, I love it. I think America is an interesting country. It's a good country to make a dollar. It was difficult for me to make money in the first place. But it's an interesting country.
All right, let me give our phone number. 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Fadin lives in the West Side. He apparently was using an American flag to dry off his car. His wife was giving the dog a bath and drive, and you were flying it at night. You got a next-door neighbor over there who is Mr. Hewell, and he didn't want his first name given, didn't like this.
But for me, I bought the flag.
I know. He didn't like seeing this, and apparently you two guys had an altercation. Okay, now you were going to say you came to America when, in 95?
I come to this country in 1995.
Okay.
I have to sell a hot dog. This hot dog stand in front of Courthouse Building, downtown Los Angeles. 1995 to sell a hot dog. I bought this $200,000 to put in this business. My wife came out to the hot dog stand with me. My son came out to this with me. These bastards that come out of Courthouse, that they want of these to buy the hot dog from me. Every day, stood in front of the Courthouse. This bastard walked by not to buy this. These are a Jewish lawyer.
Are you saying you're selling a hot dogs at a hot dog stand in front of the courthouse in downtown L.A.?
Yes, sir. These are Jewish lawyers come out. I buy Hebrew National with a chopped onion. Got a sauerkraut with a mustard, horseradish style, deli style. Put it in a relish. Put it in. Not one of these bastards buy got Hebrew National kosher hot dog. But do these bastards stop by to buy hot dog from me? No, they go on to Pink's, go to Felipe, go over there to the Wiener Schnitzel. Not one of these bastards. So I work my ass off to make it in this country. And I will do what I want my property.
Now, but surely you don't mean any disrespect to America.
I don't mean disrespect to America. But I'll buy a flag. If I forget to take flag down, okay?
All right, you know what? I can understand if you forgot to take the flag down and you're flying it at night. It's understandable. But wiping a dog off with it, cleaning off your car...
Let me say this, if I could say this to you, it's difficult for an immigrant to make it in America.
I understand that.
It's difficult. An immigrant should be allowed to let flag drag on ground, hang upside down in rain... Wipe off genital of dog because of...
Are you saying that immigrants...
No, listen to me. Because it's so difficult for us to make this country, you should let immigrants have special perk. And I don't think it's much to ask that the one perk we ask for is that when it comes to American flag, maybe we let it fly at night, maybe we don't. Maybe I use as jockstrap. Maybe I don't. Maybe my wife used... As female napkin.
This is really something that's going to piss off a lot of people, okay?
My wife used female napkin. Because I have to work my ass off in this country.
Why are you so angry?
Because...
Is it because when you were working your hot dog stand downtown, nobody would stop by and eat your hot dogs?
Because these bastards go by every day to go to Pink's? Pink's hot dogs suck!
Look at, Pink's may suck, Felipe's may suck, Der Wiener Schnitzel may suck. That's America.
Oh, yeah, sure. I know I'm free enterprise.
That's free enterprise.
But I never forget. I never forget this Jewish lawyer come out of the courthouse and they not stop to get hot dog, even though I got the Hebrew National.
No, that's a kosher hot dog. It's a very delicious hot dog, but you had a tough time starting your business. As a result, and as an immigrant.
That is correct.
Okay, you reserve the right to use the American flag, as you put it, and I'm quoting directly, as a female napkin, if you want to.
Because the plight of immigrants in America is doubly tough than anybody to be born. In Mexico, in France, Great Britain, all these countries, much older country, is a much, in many, perhaps superior country to America. I'm not saying, but perhaps. In Mexico, you can wipe your ass with the Mexican flag. They'd be very impressed with you.
And I doubt very much if you could wipe your rear end with a Mexican flag and have them be impressed.
I don't think. But in America, they took a giant dump on me and my family. Now they tell me what to do with a flag?
It's tough to make it in this country.
So give me a little. Immigrants should be allowed to let the flag drag. To do with a flag.
You're very angry, aren't you?
Angry because of this is intrusion on my family.
Well, would you understand if I told you that some Americans think that a flag being used to wipe a dog's genitals, an American flag, would be insulting to Americans?
I say to them, you treat immigrant better. Forget flag, you treat immigrant better. These bastards not buy hot dog, not buy Hebrew National. Bull crap!
I know you're mad.
You bet your ass!
Here is Cliff on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Yes, sir.
I don't understand what this guy is so mad about, but anyone in his right mind ought to know, I don't care whether you paid for the flag or not, you don't go to someone's country and take that country's flag and wipe your dog's ass with it. It's beyond disrespectful. That's just stupid.
But I bought flag. This is my flag.
That's not the point.
That isn't the point.
I understand if you're flying it at night, you're not supposed to fly it at night unless it's illuminated. And that's,
right.
If you don't understand that, that's fine. A lot of people don't understand that.
I didn't know that.
Hang on just a second. If your neighbor comes over and just points that out to you, you know, that's one thing.
Right.
But I'm not going to go to Pakistan or Egypt or wherever you're from and buy a flag with my own money, buy an Egyptian flag, and then wipe my dog's ass with it in front of everybody.
Well, let me say this to you, sir.
What?
Let me just ask you a question. If you go to Egypt, why would you want to wipe the dog's ass with the Egyptian flag?
I wouldn't. Are you listening to what I'm saying?
I wouldn't
do it because it would be stupid. It would be disrespectful and just a dumb thing to do.
But
don't they have towels in Egypt?
They have towels in America. We wear towels.
Why didn't you use a towel on your dog's ass?
You know why? Because
I got an English Springer Spaniel. When I give my spaniel a bath, I use a towel.
Exactly. Why didn't you?
Because simply the fact is out on driveway. That my wife could not go in the house because a child was wet. We are all wet. The towel, for whatever reason, was not available. And I did not think, given what we've had to put up with to live in this country, that is a big deal for me to wipe dog's ass with flag.
Well, you are now aware of the fact that it is a big deal. That even the worst, those of us who have the biggest problem with America, we don't like to see our flag.
What if the people that burn the flag?
What?
What about the people burn flag?
People that burn the flag are goofballs. I mean, it's uncool in my book.
Well,
okay?
It's uncool, but
these bastards live next door to me?
What are you so mad about? I mean, you keep interrupting, you keep cutting me off. Why are you so angry? Do you not like living in this country?
I think America is a good country. I think there are some countries better.
Why don't you go live in that country and wipe your dog's ass with one of their flags?
Because right now, this country is good. I'm not saying America bad. I think America good. I'm saying, but are you trying to tell me, for instance, that Canada is not as good?
Yeah.
What do you mean, Canada?
Yes. Yeah, I'll tell you that.
Canada, it's just as free. It's just as big. They have sea to shining sea. They have Purple Mountain Magic.
Yeah, and they get just as mad if you go up there and take your dog and wipe his ass with a Canadian flag.
With a Canadian flag?
No, there's what I think you're gentle. You know something? I think you're wrong.
About what?
If I wipe a dog's ass with Canadian flag, I think they're a bit more mature.
Why don't you wipe your dog's ass with an Egyptian flag?
I don't have an Egyptian flag. This is America.
No, but that's not...
There's no
Egypt. Would you be offended if I went to Egypt and right in front of you wiped my dog's ass with an Egyptian flag? Wouldn't that offend you?
If you wiped your dog's ass with what?
You heard him, with an Egyptian flag.
Let me ask you a question, since you asked me this question. What is your dog?
Why don't you answer my question?
I will answer a question, what I have to know. What is your dog doing in Egypt with you? What is
it? It's a hypothetical.
Hypothetical question.
No, it doesn't make sense. If you travel to Egypt on business, you bring your dog with you, then you wash dog in Egypt? That's stupid.
Look,
these bastards.
I'm not going to Egypt on business and taking my dog with me to give my dog a bath.
Have you
and
moved
then
to Egypt?
The bath.
Have you moved to Egypt?
Listen,
have you moved there? Are you set up business? Set up what dog stand?
No.
Listen
I'm
to the guy, will you?
I'm not in Egypt. I'm in Texas, and I don't wipe my dog's ass with a Texas flag either. And I'd get pretty hot about it if I saw somebody doing that.
Texas flag. For me to come to this country, 1995, set up the Hebrew National Hot Dog Stand, Courthouse, Los Angeles, downtown, these Jewish lawyers, they're not, these bastards not stopping it.
What is with this Jewish lawyer thing? So you got Hebrew National Hot Dogs so that they'd be kosher to sell to the Jewish lawyers, and they didn't buy?
That's correct.
And now you're
wipe your dog's ass with an American flag?
Now you think you have the right to wipe your dog's ass with an American flag?
No, I say, let the immigrant.
I'm sure that's going to be linked up somehow. I can't wait to hear.
All right, listen, thanks for your call, Cliff. 1-800-449-8686. This gentleman got into it with his neighbor. He's from Alexandria, Egypt. He's lived in America now the last 6 years. He was drying the hubcaps of his car, and his wife was toweling off their dog after a bath with an American flag. Not out of any animosity. They just don't get the whole trip. And now he says he ought to have the right to do it because he's an immigrant. And his hot dog stand flopped out in front of the courthouse in downtown L.A. when he first got to town, even though he bought Hebrew National dogs for the Jewish lawyers. Get a load of that. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
I'll tell you, for this 5 years, I had a hot dog stand in front of courthouse downtown Los Angeles.
I understand.
I serve up hot dog. They walk by this hot dog stand like I serve turd in bun.
Turd in a bun?
That's the way. This bastard. I come to this country. America is nothing without this immigrant. I give America my benefit of my labor. I give America my family. And he's back there. Think I serve up turd in a bun? Bullcrap!
You are really, really angry, and it makes me think...
Yes, I'm angry, because these people tell me what to do.
It makes me think that you wiped that dog's butt with that flag on purpose. On purpose, right?
Not on purpose, no. I didn't have a towel. We were going to Bed Bath & Linen, and we...
What do you mean you were going to Bed Bath & Linen?
We didn't have a chance.
So let's just whip the handy American flag out and wipe down a dog's butt.
This thing was handy, yes.
All right, now here's a guy that agrees with you. He's in Atlanta. Moses?
Yes.
Go ahead, sir.
Hello, Moses.
Hi, I'm actually calling from Atlanta, and I'm also an immigrant. I'm an immigrant of some Korean Americans, and I've lived in the United States for about 15 years, but I was born in Argentina, lived in Alabama
for
a long time of my life. But I believe that...
Okay, look, Moses, you're going to have to hold on, buddy. I'm sorry. We're coming up against another break. I didn't even see it. Hold on, everybody. Phil Hendry Show, back in a moment, 1-800-449-8686.
1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
I just don't understand what you mean when you say you ought to be allowed to use the American flag as a female napkin.
Well, if you look at how the immigrant has suffered, has worked, has put into this country, we get nothing. And yet we are lucky.
I'm curious as to why you're screaming and why you're angry.
Because these bastards don't buy hot dogs. Those bastards. This bastard lived next door to me, tried to tell me I can't wipe dog ball with American flag. I don't mean disrespect America, but this bastard disrespect me? Tell me I can't wipe down dog genital with flag? Bullcrap! So I went to this hot dog stand, and the bastard not buy the hot dog.
But how does that give you the right to wipe your kid's ass with the American flag? That's the symbol of my country, our country, your country. You an American citizen?
No. I'm on the fence.
You're on the fence. So you got your work permit?
Yeah, got green card.
You don't know whether you want to be an American or not, okay? Well, in America, some of us are American citizens. We happen to like the flag not being wiped up some dog's ass. That's all I'm saying, okay?
I don't get that. It's real kooky.
What's kooky about it? It's just we don't dig it. Let me go to Katie. Hi, Katie. You're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
I think that this gentleman seems to be very angry, and he has a lot of hatred in him, and some of it seems to be geared toward Americans, and I don't understand. There's been an awful lot of immigrants, and many of them from Egypt, who have come to the United States and done just fine making their way with a business. And it's not that it's harder to make it. It's hard for anyone to start a business of their own, whether they're an immigrant or a citizen here. It is hard. I don't think that it's harder to do it here than it is harder to do it anywhere else. But I think this gentleman does not have people coming to his place of business because he is so angry and he is such kind of a nasty person to have to deal with, that if I was on the street and I wanted a hot dog and he was acting like this, and I don't care what nationality he is,
I got Hebrew
and if I'm hungry and I want a hot dog, I would pass him by too if he was acting
the way he's acting
on the telephone.
If you're ranting up and down, okay? Oh,
yes.
Hold on. You hear what we're saying, Katie?
I want to tell a story.
That it's a big deal here, because I bet in his country, if I was over there and I was to be disrespectful to his flag, he would take it very, very personally.
Bullcrap.
And not only that, it's probably a crime in his country to do with his flag what he did with ours. And it's probably even a jailable offense. Even though we find it disgusting,
folks, hold on for a minute. What were you going to say, Raj?
Okay. I took my son to L.A. Dodger baseball game, Dodger Stadium. These bastards go out to play this game. They get beat 10-0 by Arizona D-backs.
Okay.
My son looks at me. He says to me, Daddy, why did you make me go see Dodger baseball? They suck!
Basically, he doesn't like anything about America.
Yeah, the Dodgers suck and everything sucks.
Everything sucks. America sucks.
No, America
so
doesn't suck.
Go to Mexico and start your little hot dog stand.
You can wipe your ass with
Mexico. Go to England and start your hot dog. Or go back to Egypt.
Pepperings. You can buy all the pepperings you want, buy hot dog. Do you think these bastards stop by? No.
Why is everyone you deal with a bastard? Perhaps the bastard is yourself.
Where are you from, Katie?
It doesn't make any difference. I'm an American, and I love this country, and I've
been
all over the world.
You
and you're
from
a very, very angry man, and you call everyone a bastard.
No,
everyone in America
not
cannot
everyone.
Be a bastard.
Not my wife. What city are you from, just out of curiosity?
I'm from Spring.
Okay, those
Spring,
bastards.
Texas.
Do those bastards eat hot dogs? Yes.
I don't have a whole lot of bastards here. I don't know about you.
What about the bastards in Texas?
Why is everybody
where I live, and they love hot dogs.
Everybody's a bastard, according to you.
No.
Everybody's a bastard, according to this man.
No, but if I start hot dog stand to support my family, these bastards come out of courthouse downtown Los Angeles, Jewish lawyer.
Everything with the Jewish lawyer. Just because you buy Hebrew National hot dogs doesn't mean they're going to flock around and buy your hot dogs.
Now, wait a minute, Raj. if the baseball
football.
Team if the baseball team that you took your son to see
LA Dodger baseball
won, well, who? Okay, they're bastards because they lost.
These
they
bastards
won,
make my son cry. They go out, get shelled with no bullpen. No bullpen.
You took your son to the ball game.
Right.
You made your son cry.
Look,
you made your son cry because there is no perfect outcome to any baseball game. And if you think that the result of the baseball game made your son cry and that makes all those people bastards,
right. Okay.
You are really screwed up.
Every bastard that, look at the bastards you live with. Look at the bastards in Texas. All those bastards don't eat the hot dog. Because
what do you mean all the bastards in Texas? Everybody, just like Katie said, in your world is a bastard. You got a negative view of the human race, a negative view of your fellow man, and that's why you're at odds with everyone. And
I'm not at odds with it. This bastard next door is trying to tell me what to do with the American flag.
I have a question for you.
Then those bastards lose my son. Throw away $24 hats because I would not wear the Dodger bastard, the bastard baseball hat on my head. Those bastards!
Raj, I have a question for you. Could you have a hot dog stand in Egypt? And if so, why did you come to America to open up your hot dog stand?
The only people in the world that would eat that slop, Americans. We're not going to eat a foot-long hot dog full of pig's guts, cow crap. It's not going to work. But
Why did you decide to come to the United States?
All right, Katie.
Good place to make money.
Right, look, Katie, I got to...
In Egypt, they had kebab stand.
He just hit the nail on the head.
Yeah,
we're
yeah.
all bastards, but America is a great place
there
to
you
make
go.
Money.
Thanks. All right, thanks for calling. You had a kebab stand.
Oh, yeah, sure. Had kebab stand in front of Ministry of Justice, Cairo, Egypt, D.C. government building.
Yes, and that's and you had the hot dog stand down around the courthouse in downtown.
Also falafel.
Okay, so you had a kebab stand and falafel.
But in America, hot dogs and onion rings.
Swell. I mean, I don't know what any of this... Did the bastards in Egypt buy your falafel?
Oh, like hotcakes. I couldn't keep it in stock.
Jesus. This guy is too much. Hold on. Put him on hold. All right, let me bring him back here. 1-800-449-8686. Here is Ken. You're on the Phil Hendry Show, Ken.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Go ahead. Is Mr. Finine there?
Yes, sir.
If it would have been me being your neighbor, I would have completely kicked your ass.
You're not going to kick my ass. I buy flag with my own money.
No, I don't care if you bought the flag or not.
Hey, you can't come on my property.
I'm packing around lead because I defended that flag.
You got lead,
man? I definitely would have kicked your ass.
You have what?
I would have castrated
you. I'm carrying around
this
lead.
Is that bastard?
I'm defending that flag.
You're carrying around lead? Why?
He got shot. You have you got bullets in you, Ken, or some shrapnel or something?
I've got a lead bullet in my leg.
How'd that happen?
That I received in Korea when I was over there.
Was it self-inflicted?
What kind of a question is that?
Just asking.
Was it self-inflicted?
Look, you buy kosher hot dog. Can you swallow foot long?
I'd stuff a hot dog up his ass.
Hey, kid! that wouldn't be the first time, you bastard! You bastard! Hey, you swallow a foot long? You bet.
Wait a minute, is that the wife there?
Anyway,
Let me talk to your wife.
He has no business even having a flag because he is not a citizen and he is...
How long were you in Korea before you got shot? How long were you in Korea before you got shot? What, like a half hour?
No, I was over there a year before I got shot.
Oh, well, aren't you sarcastic?
This bastard has his wife. Let me speak to wife.
I don't even want to talk to an idiot like that.
Let me speak to wife.
Idiot.
I'm not idiot.
Yeah, you are. You're a complete booming idiot.
You're telling me that if a woman needed desperately for a female napkin, you wouldn't fold up flag and let her use that?
I would not.
Oh, God! So she bleeds like a stuck...
Okay, I've had enough of this conversation. Listen, Ken, thank you for your service to our country.
You bet.
And
girl.
I appreciate certainly your phone call to us.
You bastard!
Yes, sir.
Get him out. Okay, thank you. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
Cavco Entertainment presents The Margaret Gray Collection.
Hello, everyone. I'm Margaret Gray. Many of you know me from The Phil Hendry Show as the entertainment reporter. I've interviewed the likes of Tom Hanks, Steven Spielberg, and so many, many others. But many of you don't know that my true desire in life was to be a singer. With the Margaret Gray Collection, Version B, the Alabaster Series, now you too can own some of these timeless, timeless pieces. Here's my very good friend, Phil Hendry, to tell you how.
The Margaret Gray Collection is a collection of songs that Margaret sang on our program, most recently during the Teds of Beverly Hills fundraiser to get people to buy his Teds of Beverly Hills shirt.
Right you are, Phil. These are some of my favorite songs. And we capture these songs, me singing behind the scenes, some studio chit-chat. We also have dramatic moments. Moments when people tried to sabotage my efforts and my career. We have beautiful songs like I'm a Woman, When You Walk Through a Storm, and of course the timeless, the classic Snowbird. It's all here, including Do You Know the Way to San Jose?
Do you know the way to San Jose? I've been away so long. I forget the rest.
The classic moment in the studio when I soldiered on singing Downtown, even though a crank caller to Phil's show tried to destroy the beautiful Downtown.
Oh, when you're alone and life is making you lonely, you can always go to Ted's of Beverly Hills, Downtown. When you've got worries, all the noise and the hurry seems to help, I know. At Ted's of Beverly Hills, Downtown. I beg your pardon.
I'm sorry, Margaret.
I beg your pardon.
I'm sorry. This is highly inappropriate.
It's moments like those that give me strength. Strength to realize my dream as a singer. And why not? When you have such beautiful songs as Who Can Turn the World On With Her Smile to Sing, the theme from the Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Do-do-do, who can turn the world on with a smile? 1, 2, 3, 4, who can make her face turn bright? I don't know the lyrics, Phil. And suddenly make it all worth it's you, girl, and you can...
That's great, thank you.
And what about this beautiful ditty? I say a little prayer.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
Would you get to the song, please?
I'm sorry. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2. Oh, I say a little prayer for you. The moment I wake up, before I put on my makeup, I say a little prayer for you. Together, you'll stay in the...
I got it, okay. I got that.
And I will love you...
I got it.
Yes, despite the impatience of Phil Hendry, my dream stays a reality. Who could want more than this beautiful Lionel Richie composition sung by me, Margaret Gray? The song is called Say You, Say Me. Another example of an individual breaking into the studio... An individual breaking into the studio during the recording session and trying to do me bodily harm.
Say you say...
Shut up.
Say... I said...
Say you say me. Oh, say it for always. That's the way it should be.
Man.
Say you say me. Say it together. Together. Naturally.
Can you believe an African American wrote this film?
All right. And of course, the classic. The song that put Anne Marie on the map, Snowbird.
One, two, one, two, three. And beneath this snowy mantle, cold and clean, the unborn grass lies waiting for its coat to turn to green. The snowbird sings the song he always sings, and speaks to me of flowers that will bloom again in spring. When I was young, my heart was young then too. Anything it would tell me, that's the thing that I would do. Spread for any man that came along.
Wait a minute. Whoa.
What?
Just a taste of a song that I know will live in our hearts forever, Snowbird. I then took on the Stevie Wonder classic Superstition, knowing full well that people wanted to stop me from singing the song. You'll hear Lloyd Bonafide attack me during the singing of this song. The filthy bastard attacked me, but I soldier on.
Very with it, Phil.
Yes, very with it.
Come on, everyone. $50 million will do the trick on Arafat. Oh, very superstitious. Oh, I love it. The ladder's about to fall. Excuse me. 13 bucks, old baby. Broke the looking glass. I don't understand. It doesn't rhyme. 7 years of bad luck.
Jason!
The good things in your past. What's wrong with you?
God, help me!
Oh, when you believe in things that you don't understand, then you suffer.
Oh, stop!
Very.
Stop it!
Who is that?
It's Lloyd, Phil.
Just stop!
You ass.
Hello?
What do you think the world needs now? I think the world needs love.
Oh, what the world needs now, oh, is love.
Can we, you know,
Don't ever interrupt me when I'm singing.
The song from the classic Carousel kept so many people going through such hard times.
Da, 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 da. I can wash out 40 pairs of socks, da, do, 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 and have them hanging out on the line. Boo, 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 boo. I can starch an iron 2 dozen shirts.
This isn't from Carousel.
Hold on.
Nine. This isn't from Carousel.
Boo, 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 boo.
Well, we're playing this.
I can scoop up a great big dipper.
Ow.
Full of lard.
I don't want this on.
Can. Throw it in the skillet, go out and do my shopping, be back before it melts in the pan, because I'm a woman. W-M-A-N.
All of these can be yours in the Margaret Gray collection on The Phil Hendry Show.
...1-800-449-8686. Now, Phil Hendry.
Let's go to Doug now. Doug, you on the line. Go ahead, Doug.
Phil, my name's Doug Danger. I'm an entertainment writer for the Orange County Courier.
Yes, sir. I've read your byline.
Yes, sir. The reason why I'm calling is in response to some comments I heard last hour about kids at graduation, prom night, etc. Kids that are using limousines to get around on prom night and to get around on graduation night, and generally just to take out on dates. Phil, I'm an entertainment writer. I'm also a gay man and a gay journalist. And the reason why I bring up the fact that I'm gay is that I think I've over the years, have developed an ability to be a little bit more honest with people. Because when you're gay and you come out, as I did almost 4 months ago, and I've lived a long time, you are honest with people because they know who you are and they know what you're about. Now, what I have seen...
What are you... Forgive me, Mr. Danger, but what are you getting at?
All right, here's what I'm getting at. There are a lot of kids out there who are riding around in limousines, and there was a time that the limousine represented fame, it represented money, it represented glamour. I remember as a boy growing up in Southern California, when you saw a limousine, you saw a movie star in it.
Well, you know, that's true. That is true.
That is absolutely true.
Because I grew up here as well, and every time you saw a limo, you wondered if it was... some big...
You wondered if it was Jack Lemmon or Peter O'Toole or Elizabeth Taylor or whoever. But today, anybody can rent a limo. And what I find most distressing are the teenagers that are out renting them for their prom nights. And what makes it distressing is you may be standing at a restaurant, as I often am down in Newport Beach, and you see a limo pull up, a beautiful stretch with the tinted glass, the door opens, and you're thinking, what celebrity? I should get my tape recorder because I'm about to get a comment. And the door opens, and somebody's kid, looking ridiculous in his rented tuxedo and their pastel gowns that their mother made from a pattern they found in Modern Maturity, they get out, and I wonder what happened to the great days. And you got eight teenagers who just threw up on themselves because they drank too much slow gin. They fall out of this limousine, and I finally couldn't stomach it any longer. So I decided to do something about it. And as a gay man and a gay journalist, I do believe in being an activist. And because of that fact, I've lived a long, hard life as a gay man.
Well, let's talk a minute here. Does this really disappoint you?
It disappoints me a great deal. Yes, sir, it does.
Because you see teenagers, well, anybody can rent a limousine now.
Anybody can rent a limousine. Forgive me, but any hillbilly trash with $800 burning a hole in their pocket, they can rent a limousine. And I think it's unfair to the rest of us because when you see a limo going down the road, you really are hoping that there's a movie star in it.
You are kind of hoping that you see a big name.
I think it is emotional blackmail. I think it is morally wrong to see a limousine and get somebody's hopes up that there's a movie star in it. And far from there being a movie star in it, there's somebody's brat who is...
Let's not characterize the kids as brats, okay?
Well, the stars have earned the right to be in a limousine. These kids have not earned any right to be in a limousine. They're in there with their girlfriend playing pretend. They're playing pretend movie star.
All right, so you mentioned, Doug, that there's some things you're doing about it.
Yeah, well, it takes a brave soul, as I said, to walk the streets as a gay man. So about a month ago, what I started doing is if I see a limousine pull up at a restaurant or any event that I'm at, and I see somebody's kid with his date get out of it, not a celebrity, not an actor, just another punk, I've been grabbing them by the arms and telling them to push off and get a cab.
You're not.
Yes, sir, I am.
No, you're not.
Yes, sir, I am. And I've done...
Well, how do you do that and not get into trouble in any kind of hawk with the police?
No, you don't get in any problem because what you do is you just tell them there's a cab, go take it. And if they need the money, I give them the money.
So you're giving these kids money to take a cab?
Yes, I am. And the reason I'm doing that is because the limousine, in my opinion, is the exclusive domain of the movie star.
You're grabbing kids and forcing them out of limos and into cabs, but you're paying for it.
I give them a couple bucks to get them home. Yes, sir, I do. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I've written an entertainment column for the last 20 years. My name doesn't matter. Let me tell you something. I tell the kids this. Don't you ever let me catch you again trying to play big shot movie star. And then I'll say, you see that? I'll point to the limousine. That's for movie stars. That's for celebrities. That's not for you.
All right, Doug Danger is with us. You see, what you're doing, though, Doug, if I may say, is they paid for that limousine, and you're not giving them the right to use it.
Well, they get their money back. They can get their money back from the limousine company. But the fact is, I give them money for a cab to get them around.
But they didn't want to take the cab.
Well, they're going to take kids, teenagers, riding around in limousines, set people up to think there's a movie star in it. And when you feel your heart drop and you feel vomit literally beginning to bubble up in the back of your throat when you see kids, some teenage punk kid, getting out of a limousine in a rented monkey suit when you were hoping and praying that maybe it was Nicolas Cage, maybe it was John Travolta, and you see some half-drunk punk in a rented monkey suit with the dizzy-looking broad with him, I'll tell you, it'll get to you.
So that's why you're pulling kids out of limos and saying, you take a cab.
You got it.
Have you gotten arrested?
No, sir, I haven't.
Because they don't know who you are.
No, they do not know who I am, but I am giving the money for the cab, yeah.
And you do this, you say, because you're
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. As a gay man and a gay journalist, we have a little bit more courage to try to act on things than most people. Okay, we've been taking crap our whole lives. As a gay man, but I'm not just a gay man, I'm a gay journalist. So I've been taking crap my whole life, and I've been taking crap as a journalist, too. So I've probably taken double the amount of crap that a single gay, just a regular gay guy would take. I've taken double because I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. So I know how to be honest with people.
All right. Doug Danger is with us from the Orange County Courier, our number 1-800-449-8686. This is the first time I've ever seen a journalist as an activist.
Well, I think we all are in some way activists. As a gay man, as a gay journalist, I have a much bigger, I think, mandate to be an activist.
All right, well, hold on. Our number, 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Doug Danger is a writer, an entertainment writer who believes that limousines are for movie stars and celebrities, not for your kid on his prom night or grad night. You have taken kids out of limousines and given them cab money.
That's, I feel all it is some parenting. All they need is some real parenting. They need an adult to go up to them and say, look, kid, you know something, you're not Macaulay Culkin, you're not John Travolta, you know something, kid, you're not Tobey Maguire, okay? Get in the cab that all the other people have to ride around in, and someday if you ever get to be famous, then maybe you'll get to see the inside of a limousine. But just grow up a little bit, okay? And know your place.
How do the kids respond to this?
I think most of them are a little bit upset, but when I give them the cab fare, I don't think they care really all that much. But I think they get upset, but I tell them, you know something, just because you come from an upper middle class or middle class family where your father can afford to get you a limousine doesn't mean that you have the right to sit in one. And sometimes these girls, the ones that are the mouthiest, Phil, are the girls. Now, this is somebody's daughter who will mouth off to me. And you know what I'll do is I'll slap her across the face, because one of the best ways to get the attention of a woman who's going to be is getting hysterical on you is to slap her across the face.
And you're slapping these people?
You got it. Let me tell you something. Don't act shocked, Phil, because...
Well, I mean, that's a whole different...
I'm slapping some of the girls because she's getting mouthy with me. And that's the best way to deal with some mouthy chick who's going to... And I'm an adult. She's a kid.
Wow. 1-800-449-8686 with Doug Danger. Here's Joan. Joan, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hi. I'm
yes,
just
ma'am.
Calling because I really was very surprised by these comments. I personally don't care whether I see a kid at a high school prom or whether I see John Travolta. I don't think it's the person's right to see a star come out of a limo. I don't even look at who's in a limo.
I think we have certain expectations of limits. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and I have
and
the honesty.
And I've heard you say that 11 times. I've got the point.
Okay, you know that I'm gay.
Yeah, you're a gay
right,
man
well,
and a gay journalist.
Okay,
I've heard it 12 times now.
Well, let's not get too homophobic here.
I'm not homophobic.
Well,
my best friends
like,
have died of AIDS.
You hate gays?
No, my best friends
the
have
ladies.
Had AIDS and are gay, and have died of AIDS, and I am not homophobic.
Like it was a big pain in the ass to you. Was it a big pain in the ass?
What are you talking about?
Your friend died. I guess, oh, yeah, he had AIDS. Jeez.
No, he's my best friend
what
for the last 12 years.
Can we get off of this and get to your point, Doug?
Yeah.
My point is, as a gay man and a gay journalist, I have the courage to... See, every time I say I'm gay, I hear you snorting through your nose.
No, just because I don't think it's relative.
I'm gay.
I don't think it's important to your fact if you don't want to see high school kids.
No, I'm saying because I have the courage to walk up to them to say, you don't belong in a limousine.
Why
movie
don't
stars.
We belong in a limousine,
because
sir?
Because movie stars belong in limousines.
I don't think movie stars... I could care less about movie stars being in limousines.
Well, but see, if you grew up in Hollywood...
Why do people have expectations that they're going to see a movie star
when they get out of limos? When you were a kid and you saw a limousine going down the street, there was a movie star in it. Now,
no, I didn't. I could care less.
What did you think was in it?
I don't know. When I got married, we had a limo.
It's extremely disappointing not to see a star step out of a limo.
Oh, come on. Give me
a
break,
see a couple
sir.
Of brats.
I don't think that you represent the majority of people in New Orleans.
The other thing that I gotta say here, Doug, is you've referred to these kids as brats a number of times.
What else is going to step out? If a kid gets out of a limousine, what do you mean? They're not a brat?
Why do you figure they're brats?
Because they're spoiled rotten.
They are not.
A kid getting out of a limousine, you don't think is spoiled rotten?
Yeah, they might be, you know, responsible drinkers and not driving cars and killing people.
Any kid stepping out of a limo in a monkey suit is spoiled rotten. And I will tell you that, in my opinion, that brat needs to be put into a cab and sent off to whatever his destination is.
Well, you're not only giving that as an opinion, Doug, you are doing it. Thank you very much, Joan, for your call. 1-800-449-8686. Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier, entertainment writer, who believes the good old days of limousines should be brought back, where only celebrities, movie stars, and the rich and the powerful rode in them. He says now any kid who has a graduation party or a prom party can get into a limousine, and it's disappointing for us to see some, as he, and I wrote it down, some brat in a rented monkey suit, end quote, getting out of the limo. He has gone so far as to shove $20 or $30 into the kid's hand and have him take a cab and free the limo up for movie stars. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Doug Danger with us from the Orange County Courier, an entertainment writer who believes that limousines should only be ridden in by movie stars and celebrities.
That's correct.
And to the point where if you see... What about older people that are in limousines?
I don't like to see it. I don't like to see anybody who is not a movie star and a bona fide celebrity in a limousine. I don't like to see it. There's nothing really much I can do about adults, although I remember when I was a kid and I was playing somewhere dangerous, an adult would come along and tell me to get out of there, and I would appreciate that. I would think some parents would appreciate what I'm doing for them, reminding their children that they are just average middle class to upper middle class, boring American teenagers, and trying to pretend they're something they're not. There's no way to do it. And what I do is if I give a girl a slap in the face and tell them, hey, I'm gay and I'm a gay journalist, you don't belong in there, get out. Because if they start in with their mouth on me...
Doug, you're acting like you're their parent and you're not.
I'm an adult, I'm a responsible adult, and I'm also an entertainment reporter. Limousines are for movie stars, not some, slut in training or some...
Oh, let's not care. You keep calling these kids names, man. Here is Brett on the Phil Hendry Show. Brett?
Yeah.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Yeah, I don't understand what you're talking about. I believe everyone has a right to ride in whatever vehicle they do believe in, especially
a
limousine.
Why are they riding a limousine?
They can be anyone they want.
Why are they riding a limousine?
Why not?
Because,
why not ride in a Lamborghini? What's the difference?
Because
they can rent whatever they want if they got the money.
The limousine traditionally has been for movie stars, film stars, and celebrities.
That's true, and,
that's
and
right.
Rich people.
They're very wealthy.
Back in high school, when I went to prom, I rented a limousine, and I paid for it all myself. And you say all these rich kids are snobs and all that crap, but I paid for it all myself. I worked all summer.
Well, it's whether you paid for it yourself or whether your parents gave you the money, as a kid, you got no business in a limousine.
Why not?
Because that's for... Are you a movie star?
No.
Well, what do you think? You want to be one or something?
I could pretend to do whatever I want to be.
That's... No, you can't. You're not allowed to.
I can pretend to be gay if I want.
Well, I am gay. I'm a gay man and I'm a gay journalist.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
You got a problem with that?
No, but you have a problem with everything else.
That's good. I got a problem with you. I'll be honest with you, buddy. You would look stupid in a limousine, all right? And I'm trying to save you
from embarrassment. Well, you would look stupid on a woman.
Hey, pal. Maybe not.
Maybe not. But you look... You think
you
look good slapping a woman.
I wouldn't look stupid on you. Yeah.
Yeah, but you look pretty good with my foot in your ass.
Yeah, you'd look better with something else than yours.
What's that?
Well, I tell you what, three guesses, the first two don't count.
All right, what are we doing here, guys?
Listen, I can deal with any little homophobe. Like, I'll make short work out of this guy, okay?
I can deal with any little man, little woman
keep
slapper.
Keep yourself, I'm a woman slapper?
It sounds like it.
Some broad...
You don't like women, so you gotta beat them up.
No, I didn't beat her up, but they're the ones who are the mouthiest. Anybody mouths off to me, I slap. You mouth off to me in front of me, I'll slap you.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But she's the one that...
Okay, Doug, look,
No, just hold on, Phil. I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. What are you laughing at? Wannabe?
You said that about 300 times. And
yeah, listen,
you think
okay.
People just cut in or something.
Huh?
It makes me think that you just think people start listening because you say that about 4,000 times.
I want you to know that I'm gay.
I think you got the point across.
Okay. So what are you doing in a limo?
I'm not in a limo. What has one got to do with the other?
You said you were in a limo.
He said he got himself a limo when he was in high school.
Sure.
Well, he doesn't belong in one.
Why not?
You look like an idiot.
What do you drive?
What do I drive?
1986 Mazda.
You don't drive a limo. Hey, Brett, you don't drive a limo. You let somebody else drive it for you. Jeez.
Yeah, but what do you ride?
What do you do, man? Don't tell me you rented a limo and then you got in and started driving it.
No, but I got up front and I checked it out.
You checked it who?
Huh?
Oh, is this another Canadian?
He's from Wisconsin. Never mind. Brett, thank you. I got the point. 1-800-449-8686. Debbie, go ahead.
Hi,
Debbie.
Just have a quick comment here just to let him know something. Limousine services aren't business. They're a business to make money.
Right.
Whether, a child rents it, which, their parents are paying for it, or they're using their hard-earned money, whatever, it doesn't matter. And the other main point is that they are staying off the streets. They're not drinking and driving. I mean,
they shouldn't be drinking at all. Okay.
Well,
and number two, kids shouldn't be having sex either. Well, they shouldn't be doing it. And the other thing is if they're renting a limo, that means there's none left for any movie star that wants one or any celebrity because some kid is throwing up in one. Now, let me ask you a question. What if they bring the limo back and it's got pools of vomit in it and Dustin Hoffman needs it?
They vacuum it out, honey. They take it through and clean it.
Vomit? That's going to take... If Hoffman needs it... And
what do you mean if Dustin Hoffman needs it?
You think Dustin Hoffman's going to get into a limo with vomit on the floor? I don't think so. I could be wrong, but I don't think so.
No, but see, Dustin Hoffman would have planned ahead and already rented a, you know, pre-rented the limo. I worked in entertainment law. I can tell you, they do it in advance.
I'm an entertainment writer, so I know all about it.
I have a journalist degree. I know more about
the world of Hollywood than you do. Let me put it that way. All right, and I can tell you that even if they called ahead, if there's already reservations in for the limousine, okay, see what I'm saying?
They're planned in advance all the time.
We don't have any limousines because it's prom night. Jesus, can you believe that? As a gay man and a gay journalist, I'm the one who's got the guts to walk up to them. The parents are giving a horrible message to their kids, letting them ride the limo, because these kids are never going to be famous. They're never going to be movie stars. Nobody's ever going to want to see them doing anything other than, you know, stick another bucket of fries in.
Yeah,
so why are they putting them in a limousine? That's my whole point.
All right, Debbie, thanks for your call. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking with Doug Danger on the Phil Henry Show about... this is a bizarre conversation we're having here.
Well, to you it's bizarre, Phil, but I grew up loving Hollywood. I love everything about Hollywood. I love everything about it, including the glamour, including the celebrity. You were making fun of Billy Bob Thornton, calling him looking like a truck driver, and his wife had collagen-fattened lips and everything else. I mean, if Billy Bob Thornton was standing here, he'd slap you right across the face.
All right, good. Let him slap me in the face. What has this got to do with him riding a limousine?
He's got the right. And he's got the right to step into a limousine that isn't caked with the puke of a prom queen who had some slow gin and crab cakes about a half hour before.
Good God.
Yeah, don't sound too appetizing, does it?
No, it doesn't.
Can you imagine that, man? Some little blonde 15-year-old has been siphoning down slow gin, eating crab cakes. You know what that looks like coming up?
Yeah, okay, thank you.
I'm a gay man and a gay...
I got that you're gay, man. That's the whole thing with a gay man and gay journalist. I get it. All right, you're gay, so you have more guts than the rest of us, and you can walk up to a kid and say, get out of that limousine, because I don't want you puking up your slow gin and your crab cakes. Mr. Hoffman. Mr. Hoffman needs the limo. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. This is The Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show is back.
You were in a limo with who?
I can't tell you who my passenger was. I was in a limousine with one of the top film stars in the world. I can't tell you who she is, but I can tell you she's one of the top film stars in the world, and she told me, quite frankly, she can't stand riding in limousines when she knows that some people have been riding in them that are just people that are not celebrities.
Why?
She doesn't like the smell. She doesn't like the stink. She says there's a stink. There's a stink of just pedestrian stink. I don't know. And she was in a limo once. She saw a clip-on earring on the floor. Just pissed her off.
A top film star.
You bet. So you see, Phil, I'm not making this up. When I say that limousines are strictly... I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I don't lie, okay? As a gay man and as a gay journalist, I can't lie. Gay people, for all of our faults, especially gay people, gay men and gay journalists, don't lie. We tell it like it is, and we tell the truth.
So the movie stars want to ride in a limo, and they don't want any regular slobs?
They don't want any regular slobs. You got it.
1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Let me go to Clyde. Clyde, you're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yeah, I want to know what makes these people think they're any better than the common person. We're the people that put money in their pockets so they can ride around in a limo.
Who cares?
If it wasn't for the public, they wouldn't be a star.
They're movie stars, okay?
Yeah, well, without the public, they wouldn't be nothing but another common Joe. You know what? My monthly income's over $20,000, and if I want to ride around in a limo, I'm going to ride one, and they can kiss my butt. And if somebody like you comes up and tells me I don't belong in one, I will slap the taste out of your mouth.
Hold on for just a second here, Clyde. First of all, I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I'm very honest.
You've got that point across numerous times. The whole nation knows you're a gay man and a gay journalist.
Well, you got a problem with that?
No, I have no problem with it. What I have a problem with is people like you think they're better than the normal person.
No, I'm saying...
They pay their salaries. We go see their movies.
Yeah, that's right. But they give you something in return. They give you entertainment you'll never forget.
What?
Yeah. Spider-Man?
Did
you see Spider-Man?
The price is up so much that you can't take your family to the movies anymore. You have to go see them by yourself so they can ride around in their limousines. Well, without us, they're nothing.
Movie stars give us hope, Clyde.
You
they
have
give us
nothing
hope.
To write about.
Movie stars, they give us hope. They give you the hope to go on with your miserable life.
They're fake.
Huh?
They're fake.
Clyde, your phone's breaking up, man. Can you back?
Okay. You know, them people without their little roles are nothing.
But without their movies, you're nothing, because that's what helps you relax.
That's where you're wrong. I have a life, and it doesn't depend on going and seeing somebody on a screen portray something that they're not.
Tell me that
I have a life.
Tell me Spider-Man didn't give you hope to go on.
You know what?
Hope to go on.
I didn't bother to go see Spider-Man. I'm not into that kind of
stuff.
Well,
how do you get through every day?
How do I get through every day? I get through every day knowing that at the end of the day, I've put in a hard day's work, and what I've done brings meaning to my life.
Wait a minute.
How do you get through a day?
I get through
living
the day.
Living off other people.
No, I get through the day having gotten the message in Spider-Man.
You live off other people. You don't even have a life of your own. You depend on other people, so you have something to write
you
about.
You go home and watch stars on TV, don't you? Yes, you do.
No,
you watch. Yes, you do.
You know what I do? I watch the news. I watch,
there's celebrities.
Educational programs.
Okay, Dan Rather's a celebrity. That Dan Rather's a celebrity, and he's the only guy. He should be in a limo, but everybody else know.
I don't watch Dan Rather's, but what gives Dan Rather's the right to think that he can ride in a limo and I can't?
Say that again?
If these people want to put out money for a limo, there is no reason, and you have no God-given right to tell anybody any different. It's their money. If they want to spend it to go out and spend a nice evening on the town.
All right, so let me ask you a question, Clyde. Why is it one of the top film stars in the world said to me that when she gets into a limo after regular people have been in it, it smells like processed cheese?
Well, then that's her problem, because people like that are sick and they don't belong in stardom.
How do you figure she's sick? She smells cheese.
Okay, if she smells cheese, that cheese is from someone who's paid her salary and went and seen probably a crappy movie.
A crappy movie? You know, I can't say who the star is, but...
I don't want to know who the star is.
Have you ever seen...
Now, wait a second. Are you a star? What are you doing in the limo?
I'm a member of the media, okay? I get to go into limos because I'm a reporter.
Well, maybe if you were a better member of the media, you could afford your own limo and wouldn't have to be invited with somebody else.
I get my limousine rides cup, but does this star have to sit in regular people's slop? No.
What's a regular person?
These people who aren't movie stars. And they get into the limousine and they leave a smell of cheese and clip-on earrings.
So what? They're a movie star because people like me pay for them to be a movie star.
I thought you said you don't go to movies.
I don't.
Uh-huh.
You know, I don't need to. You know what? I own real estate in Salt Lake City. I make $20,000 a month in income. If I decide to go get in a limo, I'm going to go get in a limo.
Brad Pitt makes way more than that.
So what?
Well, he belongs to limousine.
How much do you make a month?
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. I don't have to answer that question.
Oh, we know that.
We know that.
You know what? You know I'm gay?
I'm a straight man and a straight man real estate. So what?
You're a straight what? I'm sorry?
I'm a straight man. And I'm in real estate. So what?
Are you a straight real estate agent?
You're gay.
No.
You want to know what?
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist. Are you a straight man and a straight real estate agent?
Yeah, I am, as a matter of fact. But maybe back in the 80s, people cared if somebody else was gay. It doesn't matter anymore. Nobody cares.
$20,000 a month is chump change.
Oh, yeah, that's chump change.
Now, what do you make?
I make 35.
You probably don't see $20,000 in a year, buddy.
I make $35,000 a year.
Jeez. Oh,
that's chump change, buddy. That's chump change. That's
well, I'm
chump
gay.
Change.
I'm well, gay.
You're gay and poor.
You're gay and poor. All right, look at Clyde. The guy's call was so good, but the phone, I hope that wasn't too aggravating.
What'd you do?
I let him go.
I'm a gay man and a gay journalist, and he just called me gay and poor.
Yeah, well, I think that's a better description of you, Doug. Doug Denger there, he doesn't want any of your kids in limousines, only movie stars. What kind of whack conversation was that? And that poor Clyde, you guys with those cell phones with those clipping limiters on them, I don't know if there's an adjustment that you can make, but if you get too loud on them, you got, because it clips it. It limits the, why do they have that on a phone? I guess they don't want it to distort. Well, I'd rather have it distort than not hear it. I'd rather have,
I want to call it a show.
I'd rather hear that than, go. Anyway, 1-800, you know, I said it last hour, and I'll say it again. You people that run the cellular phone service for America, you ought to be brought up on charges. For the money you charge us and the cell service that we get, there should be a rebate check of at least $10,000 per subscriber in the mail tomorrow. Because I'm telling you, it's absolutely ridiculous to pump these plans and pump these phones and talk about digital this and analog that. And every time I drive to my house, there's a stretch of highway when my wife just goes away. She's gone. I'll be talking to her on the 101 freeway. As soon as I get to Calabasas, she's gone. It's just, you know, and then I got to call her. Hi, were you in Calabasas? You bet. Okay, yeah. You know, it's like code now. And then, you know, my daughter calls me and says, hi. Well, okay, were you like a block from our house? Yeah. Okay, that's what I figured. All right, 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show is back.
With Doug Danger from the Orange County Courier. What was it, Doug?
I'll tell you, another very, very, very big film star that I was riding in a limo with. I was on my way over to the Academy Awards, and I was allowed to sit with him to do a little bit of a Q&A. He told me that when he gets into a limousine that had been inhabited by just people that are not movie stars,
right,
it smells like perfume that's bought by the gallon. Now, can you imagine? So, in other words, he can detect, as soon as he gets into the limo, the stink of that drugstore stuff. Movie stars don't wear that. Celebrities don't wear that. They wear the perfume that comes in a bottle about the size of a thimble and is about $200 an ounce. You see what I'm saying?
Yes, I understand. They have money, and I understand that.
And I'm a gay man and a gay journalist who tells the truth.
How many more times are you going to tell me about you being gay?
Because I want you to understand, I can't lie. Gay people can't lie.
1-800, gay people can't lie.
No, sir.
1-800-449-8686. Here's Diane. Diane, go ahead.
Yeah, hi.
Hi.
I just want to say, why is my money not as good as a rich star's money if I rent a limo?
Your money's fine, but there are certain areas of life that only movie stars, in my opinion, should be allowed to go to. And that's the limousines and all of that. See what I'm
well,
saying?
Well, if they're limousines, so rich, if they're so rich, why can't they order, go with a certain limousine service?
Well, what do you need a limousine
that doesn't
for?
Deal with us trashy people?
What do you need a limousine for?
Well, if I want a limo, why do I have to give you a reason why I want a limo? Do they give reasons why they need
you
a limo?
You don't need a limousine. They need a limousine for security and everything else, Diane.
Oh, they do.
That's right. And you don't need security because nobody knows who you are.
And also,
right?
Another thing I wanted to say is...
And if you are wearing that cheap perfume, and I'm not saying that you do, but if you do, it bothers them.
Well, how do you know that the rich stars aren't wearing cheap perfume?
They don't.
Believe me, I know movie stars.
I know
just
movie
because
stars.
They have money? Just because they have money, they don't wear cheap perfume?
That's right. I know movie stars, and believe me.
You know movie stars, they don't wear any cheap stuff.
No, they don't.
Hello? Hello? Look at, I lost Doug and I lost the other caller. That's great. What happened? Did the phone bank go dead? You know what? That's about enough of that crap. That's about enough of that. So, in other words, movie stars don't wear perfume that's bought by the gallon. All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let's recap. Doug Danger was on with us talking about whatever the hell he was talking about. Oh, yeah, limousines are for movie stars. They're not for slobs. And in the preceding hour, we had Bob Green, I think, who is, or actually next hour, or wherever you're listening to us, Bob Green, who, you know, can't sell his USA World Champion mugs. And so that means that he's out $500,000. Man. Well, let me tell you about something you can't go wrong with, fans. Yes, that's the Citizens Auxiliary Police T-shirt. Jay Santos, founder of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, has made available to us these limited edition T-shirts that have the official Citizens Auxiliary Police insignia over the left breast, and on the back, the copyrighted, patented Citizens Auxiliary Police charter statement, "We take a peek over the shoulder of the police," as pronounced by Major Elvis Newton in 1997 upon the founding of the Citizens Auxiliary Police. Now, you too can own a T-shirt from the Citizens Auxiliary Police. All you have to do is go to our website, philhenryshow.com. That's philhendrieshow.com. And you can pick up that T-shirt starting next Monday. While you're there, go into our souvenir shop and pick up the Ted's of Beverly Hills bowling shirt. And you can also get the Best of the Phil Henry Show CD, Bring It, for the year 2001, and that is for $20. All the money goes to my friend's place, a resource center for homeless and runaway kids in Hollywood. So it's a tremendous, tremendous opportunity to get fully clothed and to get fully warped with our CDs and our clothing there in the souvenir shop on the Phil Henry Show website, philhendrieshow.com. That's how you spell my last name. That's how you get to our website. Get that backstage pass for only $6.95. You notice everything costs money on my site, and that's the way I like it. You know, you notice there's nothing for free on my website, and that's the way we like it. So just go over to our website and quit complaining. You'll be glad you did, with all of our classic comedy bits, blah, 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 yada, yada, yada. All right, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. We were talking about the Forbes list of the top 100 celebrities, and I was mentioning that celebrities can be people who are not in the entertainment business. They can be people who are... For instance, isn't Donald Trump a celebrity? He's not in the entertainment business, is he? He's not? Donald Trump isn't a celebrity? Is Hugh Hefner? Well, he's in the entertainment business. He's a publisher. See, to me, that's entertainment. Trump is a real estate guy. Let me ask you a question. Would you call Jeffrey Dahmer a celebrity if he were still alive? You would not call him a celebrity. I would. Jeffrey Dahmer is famous, well-known, and at least one person out there would pick up a dinner tab for him. And there's at least one person in America that would pick up a drink. Gee, thanks. Yeah, just it's cool. Just don't come over near me or anything, but I saw you sitting at the end of the bar. Thank you for the drink. No, it's all right. That's fine. Just don't, just stay there, okay? See Jeffrey Dahmer sit at the other end of the bar and just, hey, bartender, yeah, set one up for my friend over there, that blonde. Sure. Is that you, Jeff Dahmer? Yes, I am. Yeah, I recognized you from the newspaper. You ain't all in people, huh? Well, they say I did. Wow, you are kooky, baby. Hey, how about a drink? Well, thank you. Don't mind if I do. Yeah, a little drinky-poo. Now, let me ask you something. If you got any booze in you, man, you don't start eating people or anything, do you? No, I don't. All right. Just checking it out, baby. What are you drinking over there, huh? That's, hey, that's Jeff Dahmer down there. That's Jeff. That's my man, Jeffrey Dahmer, my main man. You don't call him a celebrity? Anybody that has fame and notoriety on some level, I call a celeb. Although the word celebrity means to celebrate, doesn't it? But in some ways, we celebrated Jeffrey Dahmer. Would you call Hitler a celebrity? Let me tell you what, if Hitler was still alive, he'd be getting quite a bit of ink. Would you call Rudy Giuliani, is he a celebrity? Rudy Giuliani's a celebrity because he was the mayor of, would you call Osama bin Laden a celebrity? See, in other words, the point I think that I'm hammering home here, probably too much, probably ad nauseum, is that fame in the entertainment business is not the only area of celebrity that there is. And yet, and here's the whole reason why I brought it up, every single bloody name on this list is some clown from show business. It's like the only freaking people that are celebrated in our society are show business people. There isn't a teacher on here. There isn't a scientist on here. There's no politician on here. There isn't a guy that, there's no doctors on here. You know, there's not a coal miner. There's nothing. There's just nothing but freaking actors, writers, producers, and basketball players. This is the definitive statement on America. The Forbes top celebrity list. They're all freaking entertainers. Now, should it change? Yes, my name should be on there. No, I just, I don't know. It's fine. I guess it's all right. There's a couple of names here that I know. There's a couple of names on here that are not celebrities from the world of entertainment. Who's Ashley Banfield? Isn't she the Prime Minister of England? And look at this name here. This is Gisele Bündchen. She's wanted for war crimes. See, that proves what I was saying about Bin Laden. Here's a name here, Lil Bow Wow. Ain't he wanted for war crimes too? Forget it. 1-800-449-8686. Mandy Moore. She's definitely wanted for war crimes. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show. Here's a singing group, the Osbournes. And the Olsen Twins. It's a porn movie. Porn stars, aren't they? And here's Bill Cosby. I never heard of him.
Here's Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
Martha Stewart, I don't know where what I did wrong with my life that I got to keep hearing about this story, Martha Stewart. And as a matter of fact, some of these news guys are already asking the question, well, many people are asking why we're talking about Martha Stewart. Well, let me just explain why. So in other words, they're getting defensive and they're feeling a little odd that they're talking about Martha Stewart, that they're going on and on and on and on and on about Martha Stewart. And the reason why they're going on and on and on about Martha Stewart is because she's, I don't know how else to say this to you. This is a woman with some success, so let's just start pounding on her. And the fact is they've been doing it ever before this ImClone thing, before the supposed insider trading or the pre-sale of stocks. They've been busted on her since day one. She came out, she got big, she's got a company that supposedly was worth, in the hundreds of millions, and nobody likes it. So they're just nailing her. Every time they get a chance to take a shot at Martha freaking Stewart, they do. Now, let me be clear. I don't know anything about decoupage, and I don't make things out of egg cartons. It's fine. It's great. It's nice. And I've been seeing people doing that for years. I'm not even clear why she's so successful when others haven't been that great. Because I remember as a kid, I'd be watching the TV. There'd always be a woman there. Now we'll make a flower out of the construction paper. Make sure you get number 3 paper. Isn't that lovely? All right, now let's take our glue, and you want to get the Elmer's glue, number 63. All right, we'll squirt a little bit here. And here. And there, look at that.
That's very nice.
Isn't that nice? And you can do that for Easter, Christmas, birthdays.
And it's inexpensive, too, isn't it, Becky?
It's very inexpensive. And here is...
Now, what are you going to do with those... what are you going to do with that gun?
All right. This is a Smith & Wesson. And as you can see, there's 6 chambers in it. And, well, let me just put it to your head and...
Oh, my God.
And that's how they do it. Who knows, man? I don't know. All I know is the woman's a success. I got into this argument with my wife, the Republican. Get a load of this. Here she goes. Well, you know, I don't know why they're busted on Martha Stewart. Yeah, honey, I know that. I don't know why they're busted on Martha Stewart either. Of course, I didn't understand why they were busted on Hillary Clinton either.
Oh, well, now, wait a minute. Hillary Clinton.
Yeah. Woman with a big mouth, plus a degree in law, plus some success in business, and everybody got to rip her down. Leona Helmsley. I don't know whether she wasn't nice to the employees or not. I mean, that's no reason to start ripping somebody. How come they zero in on these, any successful woman who's out there? That's what I'm talking about. Am I wrong? Any woman's got any success in this society is pretty much a target. And the reason is because it's non-traditional. Now, if I sound like some guy who, you know, has got my, you know, my balls in my wife's purse, well, guess what, pal? I'm my own man. I think for myself, okay? Is that my wife? Hold on for a minute. Yeah? No sugar plum. No, I'm sorry. Okay. All right, never mind. Anyway, I... Just back off of the Martha Stewart, will you? Many people are wondering why we're talking so much about Martha Stewart. All right, so did she break the law? Maybe she didn't break the law. I don't know if she did. She didn't. I don't know what's going on. Or is it the Robert Blake syndrome? Is she a celebrity who's been involved in crime? Is that it? There's two people in this world they're always trying to bust on. Women in business and Robert Blake. Just, you know, what's the difference? Look, it doesn't bother me. I mean, she's made herself all kinds of jack, showing people how to take soup cans and turn them into air raid shelters. You know, it's fine with me. And you can decorate your air raid. You know, it's not just an air raid shelter, but she has an air raid shelter that's made out of potpourri. You know, somehow she's got a lead-lined potpourri or something.
Okay, isn't that nice, Bob?
Now, this is a full air raid shelter that can protect me from gamma radiation.
Yes, and it's all done with potpourri. And pot stickers, and there's a nice, see? And also egg cartons.
All right, so there you go, a bomb shelter that can protect you from gamma radiation, done with potpourri and egg cartons. Well, I'm Bill Swem, and I'm totally emasculated, and with me, of course, is Becky Sulb. And what else do we have? This is lovely.
Oh, this is a full cobalt container made with popsicle sticks. So you just go in, just go ahead and sit in there, and we'll, And
you're going to hit me with the gamma radiation.
Yes, watch this. Oops. Well, he's all cooked. But, well, next week. I don't know how to do the announcer throw. I can't throw it to a commercial.
Or the host.
He's cooked inside the thing, so, all right. Isn't that nice?
So they've been doing it for years, and how all of a sudden Martha Stewart is going to get hung on the cross for the sins of all those other women? Come on. Just because some woman was showing you how to make a big paper mache, construction paper rose, and you can put it to your front door and say happy birthday, Grandma, as she comes off the bus from wherever it is, Vancouver. And, you know, she's getting off the thing with the Mother Goose shoes and, like, two steamer trunks, and she's got one of those, like, you know, those mourning veils across her face and a large wart on her nose. And, hi, Grandma, did you bring any money?
No, I didn't. I've cleaned out.
Get out! 1-800-449-8686. We're talking about Martha Stewart. Sorta. On The Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry, 1-800-449-8686.
All right, you got the number, 1-800-449-8686. Vernon, go ahead. You're on The Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, Phil. You asked the question why people don't like Martha Stewart.
Yeah. Why?
Well, I can tell you why men don't like Martha Stewart, and why I think most men don't like Martha Stewart.
All right, well, Vernon, I'm a man, and she doesn't bother me. I'm not a big fan of hers.
Well, let me tell you from personal experience. She has manipulated the SEC and...
Are you a stockholder in her company?
No, sir, but I'm just going to give you some background before I tell you. She has manipulated SEC regulations. She's been, in my opinion, flaunting consumer product safety. It's possible she's guilty of insider trading. I mean, the stock market is... The rear end's fallen out of that. She's been messing with the FDA for years. And on top of that, Martha Stewart, and any man can tell you this, who lives with a woman who watches or buys Martha Stewart products, she's a busybody. She sticks her nose in other people's business. She makes women feel that their home isn't good enough. And that ultimately affects the husbands and the children. And
well, what personal experience are you talking to? Your wife?
My wife watches the show, yeah. And my wife buys Martha Stewart products. Now, I'll tell you that Martha Stewart's a woman who... Just from my own experience looking at my wife, she's forced women across the country and in my own home to think things aren't good enough. And that's why, with all due respect, I'm glad to see this woman under investigation. In my own home and in other men's homes, Martha Stewart has cost us dearly in terms of, I'm not going to speak for other men, but in terms of my marriage, because what happens now is...
Now you're talking about your marriage, is that right?
Yes, sir, you were asking.
But you're not just talking about Martha Stewart products. You're talking about how your marriage...
Well, it's common. I mean, Martha Stewart, here comes her show on the cable channel, and the first thing she does on her show is try to tell everybody what to do and how to live, and as a result, you know, I've experienced... I have experienced ED in intimate relations with my wife. I've experienced unhappiness in our marriage.
How did Martha Stewart create... When you say ED, you're talking about sexual dysfunction, right?
I've been a man in business for 25 years. I make a total of $55,000 a year. Martha Stewart, here's a woman who's making Donald Trump kind of money, and she's making this money for chocolate-drip strawberries, bed skirts... I mean, it makes me angry. It causes ED. It causes...
You make $55,000 a year. What do you do?
I'm a high school football coach, sir. And that's fine. I don't mind my job. But when I see Martha Stewart come on TV, and I made a list of one of the shows that I've seen her on. She was talking about drape balances. She was talking about macrame, pot-pourri. Scented candles, scented linen, scented underwear drawers, sachets, bed skirts, pastel paints. She has plaster gremlins and angels. My wife has begun floating candles and punch bowls. This is a homosexual environment, hanging ferns.
All right, okay, now we're getting to the problem. Are you telling me that you feel emasculated by Martha Stewart?
I am telling you that it is a normal feeling for a man who makes $55,000 a year to feel a little bit emasculated by a woman who comes on your television and tries to stick her nose into your personal private business, and the next thing you know, she's got your wife floating candles in a punch bowl. She makes heart-shaped waffles for Christ. So what I'm trying to say is...
Well, how is this an emotional thing? See, because in other words, you're dealing with this on a very gut, emotional level.
A lot of men do.
Well, see, my wife's not a Martha Stewart fan only because she doesn't watch TV.
Well, most American women watch TV. And the other thing here, hanging ferns and gold ink pens, living in an environment like that, what I'm trying to say to you is a constant drain on your manhood. And this is more than anything else what I think I would say to you and to your audience, and I know that there are others out there who have experienced this, that living with a woman who watches the Martha Stewart show, for that man, it is a constant, incessant, and ultimately, Mr. Henry, inexorable drain on your manhood. And for me, and I've got the doctor's bills to prove it, and I have 2 years of treatment. I've had erectile dysfunction, and they tell me that this is not physically related, that I have a psychological problem.
But ultimately, that's your problem, isn't it?
Well, now here, the doctors will differ in their opinion. Many will say that you have to take the offending toxin out of your environment. In this case, it's Martha Stewart shoving her nose into my personal business, telling my wife to making bath mats out of bottle caps and everything...
I can tell you're angry.
Yes, sir, I am.
1-800, will you hang on with me? What is your name, Vernon?
Yes, Vernon Dozier, sir.
I've heard Martha Stewart called a lot of things, but I've never heard her say that, anybody say that she sticks her nose in anybody's business to the point where it causes dysfunction in their marriage.
Well, let me tell you something. There's more potpourri in my house than in the state, in the entire state of California. And I say that as almost euphemistically, but I'd be willing to believe it, too. Because every time I turn around, and when I grew up, and I grew up with a woman who I loved, she was my mother, I never knew what a bed skirt was until Martha Stewart and this show, which has caused so much pain for so many people... I think it is and forgive me, I called it a homosexual environment.
That's where I think you stepped over the line.
But it is very much a drain, a constant drain on my manhood.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Are you in an office that's a little loud there?
I am in a loading area where I work.
I'm going to give our number out here, Vernon. Our number is 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. All right, this caller believes that Martha Stewart's problems aren't so much the whatever, the insider trading, the M-clone or whatever that is. It's the fact that her show represents an intrusion into a man's life where the wife is constantly making scented underwear drawers or building a macrame or putting in... What is a drape balance, sir?
As far as I can understand, a drape balance is something that allows the drapes to hang evenly. And I think it is a compulsion, and I think it is an interest that is unhealthy. I cannot imagine in any American home where you suddenly are worried about whether your drapes are hanging evenly. And I look at that, and I say to my wife, why does that happen? Why do you do that? And
what does she say?
She says to me something that I will never forget, and I wrote it down because I keep a journal. She says, Martha Stewart is a complete woman. And I say, Martha Stewart's a complete woman, then why do I feel like a fag? And I excuse my language.
Well, please, sir, don't use that language on my show.
I beg your pardon, sir.
All right, because whether or not she has a...
But you understand what I'm saying. When I'm talking about sachets and bed skirts, you understand what I'm saying.
No, I don't know.
I think what it is there is an addictive, compulsive thing about Martha Stewart. It just...
All right, so you're telling me every man feels this way.
Well, why would they be trying to bring her down? Let me tell you a story. I had some friends of mine over to play poker, and we actually play poker, and we also play pinochle because I've enjoyed it for many years, and I'm in a pinochle league. And I've got about six friends who play a monthly game. And they walk into my house, and they see scented underwear drawers and drape balances, and one of them said to me, he made a crack about, does Richard Simmons live here? Is Liberace in the kitchen?
Well, yeah, but those are just guys that are going to give you a hard time, right?
Well, you bite your tongue and you try and wash the pain away with beer after beer. So now it causes you to drink. But it's all around. So how can they ignore the fact that my home has turned into what they now call my own friends? My own friends call it a gay playpen. So Martha Stewart has attempted to destroy the very fabric of American business and at the same time makes me look like a gay.
All right, 1-800-449-8686 is the number here on the Phil Hendry Show. We're talking to Vernon Dozier about Martha Stewart. The impact she's had hasn't been on manipulating SEC regulations. She has come into the American home and turned it into, as he calls it, a gay playpen. Which I find that to be a little homophobic, sir.
Well, you're entitled to your opinion, but...
All right, but I'll let it go. 1-800-449-8686. Tracy, you're on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yes, ma'am.
I would like to respond to that gentleman's comment. Martha Stewart is only teaching people who do not know proper etiquette and who have to learn different things to improve their home.
Well, what is it?
Techniques.
What is... why bed skirts? What's that got to do with etiquette? Well, what is a scented underwear drawer got to do with etiquette?
Well, this gentleman says that he's never heard of these things before, probably
no,
because he came from a home where they didn't have the money for these things.
Ma'am.
He has a problem with this guy, with his wife, buying these things. He needs to stand up and say, honey, don't buy
Are you a Martha Stewart fan?
No, not really.
All right,
I see her program from time to time, and I think she's got some neat things, and I wish I had the money to buy and do some of the things that she does.
Can I give you some advice, ma'am?
That doesn't make her a fag.
Ma'am, could I give you some advice? She has,
sure.
Don't do it, all right?
She
don't do
what?
It to your. Don't do it to your husband by bringing it and allowing her to turn your home into Fagville.
I don't want to hear that word. Do you mind?
I'm sorry, sir.
I just think it's a hateful word, all right?
I'm sorry,
well,
sir.
Well, I don't do the things, all the things
but I'm saying to you that
I don't have the
if
money
you buy
to.
Martha Stewart stuff and you bring it into your home, you're turning your home into a homosexual playpen where, do you have potpourri?
I have it, but I don't use it because I can't afford to use it all the time.
But Martha Stewart teaches women how to make this insidious...
Isn't that better than her cheating?
That's a very good point, Tracy. Good point,
or
Tracy.
Anything? Let her find her happiness.
Well, no, don't. You know, you make a good point. And
I think that's a very good point. She's got an interest. She likes to make her home feminine.
All right, that's good. Let me address that, if I could. All right, she doesn't cheat on me. But what difference does it make when she brings Martha Stewart sticking her nose into my personal affairs, and now
Martha,
I'm having sexual
dysfunction?
I have sexual dysfunction as the result of Martha Stewart emasculating me and turning my home into a gay.
Okay, but does Martha need to be dumped on, or do you just need to straighten it out with your wife?
Do you need to straighten it out? Do you need to go to a doctor?
I've been to a doctor, and I told you, and I told this lady. What I'm trying to say is doctors have told me that Martha Stewart and her influence and her sticking her nose into my personal affairs.
You keep saying she's sticking her nose into your personal affairs. How is she doing that?
She's all of her ideas my wife brings into our home. So the doctor told me that Martha Stewart is, in point of fact, toxic for a lot of American men because all she does is allow women to turn what was once a man's home now into a gay place, and it hurts me. And
well,
I'm trying
sir,
to.
I see where you're coming from.
Right.
I understand completely, and I think if your wife loves you, that she will understand that, and she will back off if you explain that to her.
All right, 1-800. Thank you. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
1-800-449-8686. Martha Stewart, what does she represent to the average American family? Who cares about her insider trading? Is it just about the fact that she is sticking her nose into the average home and telling wives what to do at the expense of the manhood of their husbands? And with me on the line is Vernon Dozier, who feels that way. And you have seen your wife over the course of a couple of years of watching Martha Stewart introduce floating candles into punch bowls.
Well, let me tell you, I have had in my home glass jars filled with rose petals because I had to make an accounting for the therapist that I was seeing.
You're in therapy?
I am in therapy. Yeah.
From what?
I think I
mean, you're in therapy because Martha Stewart is draining your manhood away.
That and the fact that I've had erectile dysfunction as the result of coming into my own home and seeing pots of herbs on the windowsill and a doormat with a sunflower design. Jeez. You understand?
Yeah, I have a hard time understanding why that would cause you to feel emasculated.
Do you have a wife who's into Martha Stewart?
No, but I'm still going to ask you the same question. How is it
every shoebox and empty tin can in our house has been decoupaged with flowers cut out from old wrapping paper? Now, do you understand what I'm talking about? My wife is hanging swags of colored fabric from curtain rods. She has, and I will tell you something now, and this is something that is absolutely incredible, but my wife has done this as the result of this Martha Stewart, who's a thief and a liar and stole money from the SEC. My wife polishes every lettuce leaf with a white cloth until one of them shines like a waxed car fender and then puts them into the bowl.
Why is this causing you erectile dysfunction?
Because it's not my home anymore. It's Martha Stewart's home. It's Martha Stewart's home. It's not my home.
Have you talked to a doctor about this?
Oh, I do. I talk to doctors. But they tell me the same thing, that I've got to get rid of the toxin.
And the toxin is Martha Stewart.
Yeah, but I can't do it because I've got wind chimes that are made out of coconut shells. Every time, in other words, when I go outside and I run into a wind chime made out of coconut shells, I go, God, there it is again. There it is again. And if I can get Martha Stewart out of my mind, I'm fine until, my wife gives me chunks of cheese with a toothpick and the flag of the country that the cheese came from in it. And she's...
Your wife is, like, really obsessed.
God, this is what I'm trying to tell you. and she then she uses ostrich, and I didn't know, but she uses ostrich eggs instead of regular size eggs for Easter egg hunts. You know what it's like not to be able to drink my beer in a glass because it doesn't match the placemat?
Well, I would say then that obviously you've got to talk to a doctor about it and make sure that he gives you the right kind of treatment. And
well, again, I have to get rid of the offending.
Well, you say the offending thing is the Martha Stewart stuff in your house.
And my wife won't get rid of this stuff.
Well, if your wife loves you, she will. Don't you think?
I've tried to talk to her, and we went in for couple counseling. And
you guys went into couple counseling. The doctor said get rid of the coconut shell wind chimes?
He told her to get rid of a lot of the things that make me feel like I'm not a man.
You know what? I got to tell you something, Vernon, just man to man.
Yes, sir.
Coconut shell wind chimes is not exactly going to make me have... And I'm not saying that you're wrong and that I'm right. But if I come in and I eat a salad that's basically pansies and arugula, it's not going to make me not be able to perform with my wife. Now, I'm wondering what it is with you.
Where are you from, sir?
Where am I from?
Yes, sir.
I'm from California.
All right.
Oh, okay. All right, yeah. I grew up in a gay culture. Is that it?
No, sir. I'm just saying you grew up in a culture where you are...
Where I'm more used to seeing this stuff?
Yes, sir. Look at this. I just came over this. My wife made Jell-O from she made Jell-O from calf's hooves rather than buying the powdered stuff.
Here is Johnny on the Phil Henry Show. Go ahead.
Hey, Mr. Dozier, I think you have a serious problem, but I don't think it's with Martha Stewart. I think it's with your wife. I mean, if you're supposedly...
What are you talking about, my wife?
If you're supposedly the man of your house, the way you portray yourself,
that is correct.
You're a football coach.
That's correct.
You should just tell your wife enough is enough. I mean, you need to put your foot down and say that.
Are you married? Are you married, sir?
Yes, I am. Happily married for 16 years.
Right.
I have three beautiful children.
Your wife
and my wife does.
Does she
make
wind chimes out of coconut shells?
No, but she does a lot of stuff that Martha Stewart shows.
Like
and
what?
I mean,
give me an example. I want to know how you react to it as opposed to me. Give me an example of what she does.
There's the potpourri. She has the bed skirts. I mean, it's part of being a
right,
lady. But if it's no. You hang on a minute. If it bothered me, if I was so insecure in my manhood like I think you are, then she would stop out of love for me. And if I was doing something that bothered her and that enough to mention it, then I would stop out of love for her, not as far as being gay or anything else. I mean, if it's your house, then just say, you know what, enough is enough. Enough for Martha Stewart. I'm so insecure in my manhood. It's draining my manhood. I mean, if Martha Stewart drains your manhood, you have no manhood to drain.
All right, hold on. I listen to you, Johnny, and I appreciate what you're saying. But you got to understand what it's like. I don't know how long your wife's been watching Martha Stewart. But
for about 10 years.
Okay. I'm going to ask you a question. Has your wife ever floated a candle in a punch bowl?
Yes, she has.
Oh,
and
come
we made
on.
Passionate love after that.
No, bull crap. I can't
believe
it.
No, you are full of crap.
How do you think?
You need to cut your mother's apron strings and grow up.
You're
I
telling
mean,
me that your wife floated candles in a punch bowl and you made passionate love after that.
I sure
That's
did. Probably conceived my son. I mean, my God, man, come on.
I was watching a
Savannah. You were probably watching some. I think
no,
you're
no.
Gay.
Listen to this. I'm not gay.
I think you are.
Yeah, why? Hey,
because,
I was watching a Savannah
porn
movie.
Because you are intimidated by Martha Stewart.
I'm not intimidated by Martha Stewart. I'm intimidated by
so intimidated by that woman you hurt.
Let me ask you a question. I'm watching a Savannah porn movie, and you know who Savannah is.
Yeah, I know who Savannah is.
As soon as I smelled my wife's gingerbread cookies, the chubby goes away like a squirrel down a hole. Now, how do you figure that?
How do you figure what?
I think you're gay. I think you're
I'm
gay.
Not, my wife is
you
trying
need to be watching John Holmes is what you need
hey,
to
let
be
me
watching.
Tell you something. Hey, pal, Martha Stewart's trying to make me gay, and she's trying to do the same thing to you.
And no, if you had she's a... not.
No,
thing,
she's not.
Thing is
you're
this.
Telling me that you got candles floating in a punch bowl, and you're not, and you don't see that as being gay?
Hell no, my wife put them in there. It helped her get into the mood, not me. My wife puts me in the mood, so if she is passionate, then I am passionate. You, I don't know what your damn hang-up is. I mean, you got some mental issues, but you're hung up in denial.
I'm not in denial. Look, I don't like guys,
yes,
okay?
Yes, you are.
No,
you are in denial. I'll tell you what. I think I know why, why you're a football coach, and your players need to be worried.
Look at you taking it personally now. You're taking it personally, aren't you, Johnny? Because
no, I'm not taking it personally.
Yeah,
I think you are wasting everybody's time by calling the show and whining like some baby.
I think you're right, Johnny.
Oh, I think you're right, Johnny. So the host is now agreeing with...
Look, I put your call on the air, okay?
The host is a man.
You
are a mouse.
You know something? When your wife starts saving snowballs so that she can create ice sculptures, you give me a call and tell me if you're able
to... I don't have to worry about that. I live in the South where men are men. I have no idea where you're from.
Excuse me, and I don't mean any offense by this, but I saw a movie called Deliverance, and I don't
think it was filmed in Tennessee on the Atoy River.
That's down south, as far as I know.
Actually, it's not. It's in Tennessee.
Oh, that ain't the South?
No, not as far as I'm concerned. South is Louisiana, Texas, you know, Georgia. How about them Georgia people?
And there's no guy smoking pole down there. Give me a break.
I come from California,
and I'm going to tell you this. Every shoebox and empty tin can has been decimated. Look, if you call me gay, you call me gay one more time, and I'll get my truck warmed up, and I'm on my way down to whatever garbage pit you live in, down there in Cracker Barrel,
now you're taking it personally, exactly. Right,
you're taking it personally.
Okay, but this guy, how can you say men will be men when even the possums are afraid when your boys walk up, okay?
See, there you go with more of the stereotypes. Now you're showing your true educational value right
I'll
there.
I'll be gay, and I will slap you into submission.
All right.
I'm going to tell you, that doesn't even warrant a reply. You are simply a loser.
All right, listen,
Johnny.
Thank
you for your time.
Thank you.
Well, I think that's...
Get rid of him. 1-800-449-8686. Can you believe this, Cat? He believes that Martha Stewart is purposefully trying to make him gay by introducing into his home, by way of his wife, floating candles and punch bowls and hanging swags of colored fabric from curtain rods. 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show is back.
Pardon my ignorance, but isn't Adelphia the cable company? Well, they're filing a Chapter 11. Boy, am I glad I got satellite. Thank God for DirecTV. Because just before we moved from one part of town to another part of town, they were shifting over to Adelphia. And I saw their trucks everywhere. In fact, I remember bringing my cable box back to Adelphia. And, of course, I've hated cable companies since the early 80s when I first had cable. The first time I ever had cable television was up in the very northern parts of L.A. County where it's... I was in the foothills, all right? I was up in a little town called Sierra Madre, and you can't get any over-the-air TV. And believe it or not, for you younger people listening, for you people born after the year 1980, for those of you who just came burping into the world, believe it or not, people actually used to watch something called over-the-air television. Now, Adelphia does phone service, they do paging, they do high-speed internet as well as cable, but they're a cable company nonetheless, and I grew to hate all cable companies. Their service sucked, they were too expensive, they pretty much had you at their mercy, they could do what they wanted to do, when they wanted to do it, and how they wanted to do it, And if it was kind of crappy service on a Saturday, well, that was even doubly bad because you weren't going to get anybody to come out and fix it. So it was generally just not a very pleasant situation. And then satellite came into my life and all things changed. The service that I get from my satellite provider is outstanding. We get all kinds of pay-per-view. I got the NFL football package. I can watch the Major League Baseball package if I want to, which of course I don't, but if I ever wanted to, if something happened, if I had an aneurysm and suddenly I had Alzheimer's or something and I decided I wanted to buy the Major League package, I could do that. I can get the hockey package, the basketball package, college football. I got all the ESPN shows. And the prices they're competitive. I mean, how much does a month of cable cost you, Craig?
Almost $50.
Almost $50, and you get all the basic channels, plus you get a couple of HBOs thrown in, right? Mine runs around $60 minus the NFL package. The NFL package is about $150 a year. There's no doubt that's expensive, but you can pay for it in installments. And minus the NFL package, I'm running around $60, but we got HBO and Cinemax because my kids screamed bloody murder because I didn't have it. Because really cool flicks like Miss Congeniality and any Adam Sandler movie that they ever saw was on Cinemax. I don't know. You know, Little Nicky. They just really stoked on that. And now Adelphia is filing Chapter 11. Do yourselves a favor. Get a dish. I used to hear my friends in Miami talk about it because the cable service down there was even worse than it is out here. But in point of fact, they were right. And doubly true, because where I live, I can't get cable. There is no cable service where I live. In fact, there's barely mail service where I live. In fact, they still got covered wagons picking people up to take them up into town to get, to wherever they need to go. All right, we're going to tell you a little bit. How long is our flashback here, man? We got time? We don't have any time for our flashback. We can do it right now. All right, here it is from yesterday's show, Bobby Dooley.
Phil Hendry Show.
Comedy Gold.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Mm-hmm.
You with your cut body.
Mm-hmm.
I think you're the sickest woman I've heard on the air in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, Osama bin Laden also thinks that things in America are wrong because we have freedoms.
Mm-hmm.
He's trying to eliminate our freedom, just like you're trying to tell people what they should look like, how they should act,
what country are you
they
from?
Should wear or not.
Are you from Arabia?
No, the lady's from the Ukraine.
No, I'm not.
Well, I don't think
I'll
that,
tell you,
you know.
You make me ill.
I'm very cut.
Yeah, and people...
And do you know about weightlifting or anything like that?
Oh, honey, I know a lot of stuff about that.
Well, can I ask you a question? Where are you from originally?
I'm from Ukraine.
Ukraine.
That's not the point. The point is
the
that
women
I
there,
live in place
mm-hmm,
when we had no freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And United States is great because everybody's got their freedom.
That's very
and
good.
And you shouldn't have the right
mm-hmm
to tell anybody what to do, how to bathe, something,
mm-hmm,
what to eat, or anything.
You are you saying that I'm acting like a communist? Is that what you're saying?
I'm
because
telling
I think
you
that
should
it,
be ashamed of yourself.
That is absolutely wrong. What I'm simply
right
saying is I have the
I'm
right
telling
to...
telling you... If you're an American, I'm ashamed to be an American.
Don't you think I have the right to tell people whether they can take their clothes off?
No, but I think you have the right to do what you want to do, and you should never have the right to tell someone else how they should live their life. Who are you, and who gave you the right to
are
tell
you larger
someone
than a,
else?
Can I ask you a question?
Live?
Are you larger than a... is your name Svetlana?
My name is not Svetlana. It doesn't matter what my name is.
Well, I'm calling you
and
by
I'm
your name. I'm trying to be...
And I would never tell anybody... what they should or shouldn't do.
Are you larger
people
than a size
should be 4? Proud the kind of human beings they are, not how cut they are.
Are you larger than a size 4?
You have nothing upstairs. No. All what you have, it's your cuts.
I'm cut. And
did you hear what the lady said? She says you got nothing upstairs.
Well, I guess you mean I'm stupid. Is that right?
That, exactly.
Are you larger
a
than
a little brainless?
Are you larger
exactly
than a size 4?
Honey, we're not talking about my size.
Oh, there
and
it is.
No, I'm not larger than size 4.
I figured as
how
much
about that?
You're not.
No,
then
I'm not.
I've got no problem with you taking your clothes off in front of me.
Honey, I wouldn't take my clothes off
mm-hmm
in front of you if you paid me because you don't deserve to have to sunbathe with me or anybody else for that matter.
Well, I think, sure, I'm coming from another country.
Please, Phil, don't make me sick.
I just want to say I'm very happy that she said what she said about our great country.
Oh, get you.
Oh, our country is the best place in the world.
I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy.
The freedom that we have.
Yes.
No one should have the
yes
right to take away from
you
us.
You think you're a Yankee Doodle Dandy or something?
No, I just agree with this fine lady from another country who is... What do you mean Yankee Doodle Dandy?
You think you're George M. Cohen or something?
We're just simply saying, if you're bigger than a 4, you better not see the clothes hit the floor. If you're bigger than an 8,
then you better.
Okay.
Who gave you the right or permission to tell somebody what they should look like, how they should sunbathe, what they should eat, what they should read, and how should they raise their children?
Phil Henry Show.
Comedy Gold.
Check out our website, too, philhenryshow.com.